road to hell is paved with good intentions. The disciples had good intentions to stand with Jesus in his time of trial. But when they saw the soldiers and the torches and the weapons, they chose to turn tail and save their own skins instead of accept the fate of Jesus, their master, the one who spoke like no one ever spoke and who brought men back from the dead. And immediately the cock crowed. The chief priests had good intentions to protect and promote Jewish religion. But when they saw the crowds adoring Jesus more than themselves, and the deeds of Jesus exalted more than their deeds, and the wisdom of Jesus surpassing their learning, they burned with envy. They chose to declare Caesar, not God, as their king. We have no king but Caesar. Pontius Pilate had good intentions to be an impartial judge. He found no guilt in Jesus and intended to release him according to the dictates of common sense and Roman law. But when he saw a riot breaking out and his governorship at stake, he chose to turn a blind eye to the truth and condemn an innocent man. He took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." The revolutionaries crucified with Christ had good intentions to bring about a better life for their fellow Jews. They intended to overthrow their occupiers, but when the political situation was not changing to their liking, they chose to turn to theft and murder to accomplish their goals. One of the criminals who were hanged there reviled him, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." All of us have good intentions to do what is right and to avoid evil and to one day enter into heaven. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Good intentions are necessary, but more necessary are our choices. What do we actually choose? We ourselves have chosen self, sin, slavery, and sepulcher, despite our good intentions. But Christ chose to rescue us. He chose to endure our infirmities. He chose to bear our guilt. He chose to be crushed for our unfaithfulness. He chose to suffer for our sins. He chose to taste death for us. He chose to plead for us before the Father. And the Father accepted the choice of his Son in sacrifice, and thus he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Christ chose us. Christ chose you. Chose me. Chose to cancel out our former choices because he loves us even more than we love ourselves. Christ chose death for himself so that we could choose life in him. The question is, will we choose him today? Or will we rely only on our good intentions? As we venerate the cross of Christ together this afternoon. We will touch the cross. We will look up on the cross. We will kiss the cross. And may that look and that touch and that kiss today be our way of saying to Jesus today, I choose you.